I'm going to call the meeting of the Regional Water Quality Control Board into session. I want to remind people, if you want to have public comment, you need to turn in a pink slip. I want to tell people that's only for items not on the agenda. If you want to speak on any item on the agenda, you also need to turn in a pink slip, but mark what it's for. And with that, I think we will start off with the Pledge of Allegiance, and Bill Massey can lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yesterday, we allowed board members to express any ex parte contacts we had. One board member was not present, so I'll call on Valerie Minton whether she has any ex parte contacts to report or not.
Thank you. I had communications regarding the cannabis order.
You probably ought to say who or a little bit more than that.
I had communications with Craig Litwin and informed him of the ex parte disclosure requirements of submitting forms, and our discussion was substantially similar to what he submitted in written comments.
All right, excellent. We'll start off with the roll call of the board of who's present, and I'm going to go to my far left is Valerie Minton, and she's from Petaluma, and next to her is Jeffrey Hales. And he's from Eureka, California. And next to my immediate left is David Noren from Sebastopol. I'm John Corbett. I'm from McKinleyville, California. To my immediate right is William Massey from Forestville. And on the far right is Gregory Gusty from Ukiah. So we have a full board today. The first item we need to call up would be State Board Liaison, who's not present. And we have ordinarily the Board Executive Director's report. Given the interest of some of the items on the agenda, we're going to carry that off to the end of the meeting. So that takes us to public forum. This is anyone who wants to speak to the Water Quality Board.